when I passed you the piece?
No, I don't remember.
We passed the piece like we used to do, man.
We never passed the piece.
Do you remember when we did last summer? Yeah, let's pass the piece like we did last year.
Shoot.
Do you remember when?
Shoot.
All right, fuck it.
Thank you.
Okay. Since you don't have any fun today.
About fucking time.
You grouchy bitch.
Now you're listening to NDO podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggettes.
That's me.
Fine. Just go, bless.
I heard you looking for some niggas, bitch. I heard you want some niggas with opinions, niggas with opinions, with opinions, niggas with opinions. I heard you love the niggas. I heard you want them niggas with opinions, with opinions, yeah. With opinions, nigga, with opinions, opinions. Nigga with a pen, 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 nigga. Hey, me Chris, Ben the Ricky, Halloween bitch, trick and treaty. Like my hoes, fat and freaky. They pussy be choking and leaky.
Hey,
niggas at night. Ooh, beef, we take a bite. Hey, we in your whole throat like Sprite. And I'm gonna smite with all my might. It's niggas in the streets. We will not take defeat. Jordan's on our feet. Our funds we will deplete. And semen I will secrete. I don't know. I was on a roll. Ooh. What does that beat do? Ooh. You pussy niggas that see through.
I swear.
Hey. Little fuck nigga, I see you. Looking at me like, bitch.
Hey, I want to be you.
Bitch. You can never,
ever.
You ain't clever. You tether to the fuck niggas. Never like me. Never ever like me. Never. Have no brother like me. I swear. Manula.
I swear.
Manula.
I swear.
Hey, pull out the steel. Hey, Benny say pull out the steel. Hey, Benny say pull out the steel. Benny say pull out the steel. Benny don't shoot him. Benny don't shoot him. Benny don't shoot him. Benny don't shoot him. No, Benny don't shoot him. Benny don't shoot him. Hey, Benny don't shoot him. Benny, don't shoot the
spell.
That's a dreamy beat.
Another masterpiece.
Guys, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benny, take a shot of me. And I'm joined by the demonic duo. That is Plus.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And Ricky the Prince.
I rebuked that.
Stop being a bitch.
Hey, we got the Vegan Trap Lord in the building. And we make up the Niggas with Opinions podcast. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. First of all, we have to address two things. One, in case you're wondering what that sound is, because we are recording in the middle of the street. We're under a street light as we speak. This is called Niggas in the Streets. Okay. Secondly, This episode has no episode number because this episode is a nigglet. All right. We're uploading this shit because we were together, and why the fuck not? Okay. Today, we will fucking discuss the amazing battle that was T-Pain versus Little John. Did we all watch it in its entirety, guys?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Now, I don't want the score to get out of control. So what we need right now is someone to take responsibility.
Somebody keep score.
All right, bitch. Did you hear him?
I got to add him to the track list. I got the track list.
Did you hear him?
Somebody keep score.
Did you hear him cut me off to say what I was going to say? Did you fucking hear him? Did you fucking hear him?
He's so right.
I heard it. I heard it.
Okay. Only. Thank you, Ben. Because you knew me. You son of a bitch.
I'm ready to get into it.
All right. Who's taking score? All right. So, first match. Good Life versus Get Low. Dum 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 versus Good Life. Oh, welcome to the good life. All
right.
I have to give it to Little John, brother.
I was gonna say
I'm going John.
I'm going Pain.
Really?
Yeah.
Good Life over Little John. I mean, Good Life definitely won the Grammy.
The PYT sample. Pain went crazy. Ugh. Kanye went crazy.
Yeah, but
it was a yeah, beautiful song.
Culture though. Get Low shift the culture.
It did?
I feel like it did, bro. From the windows to the wall.
Skeet, skeet. It introduced the word
you're right,
skeet.
You're right. You're right. It did.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Mm-hmm. Come on. The skeet alone wins that.
Has to. He added a word to the dictionary.
So that round went to
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. Yeah.
Second round.
So they started off guns ablaze.
Fire, man. Though.
Guns ablaze.
And here's the thing. The thing about this battle is I thought everybody's song selection was crazy good.
Yeah.
They were prepared.
Crazy good.
And in between, they didn't need no skits or nothing like that. They were funny together. Like, the both of them were hilarious.
Both dudes, like, great sense of humor.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And every time they played something, I don't know why all of T-Pain has kept surprising me, but they did.
And that's shocking to me because as we was watching this and we're all naming hits, I'm like, plus, how'd you forget that? You're like his biggest fan.
But it's like, I just, fuck, man.
He has so many, though. Like, so many.
Okay. We have Low with Flo Rida with T-Pain or Yeah by Lil Jon.
Yeah. You got to go Yeah.
You got to go Yeah. That's two Lil Jon.
That's a huge song,
how do
bro.
You not go Yeah?
Now, you have Up Down versus Salt Shaker.
Man.
I'm telling you.
I think that's more like generation. Because, like, when I was growing up, bruh, Salt Shaker, I was getting a lot of dances to Salt Shaker come as on, a young man. Nigga, bro. As a young teenage nigga, young teen trap was getting a whole lot of dubs to this joint.
I think that round goes to.
It depends on how old you are.
T-Pain. I think Up Down was a bit more. It hit a little more than Salt Shaker. Salt Shaker was a huge song. Up, don't get down. Me wrong. I was in high school when that shit came out.
Up Down still slap in the club
today.
Right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Salt Shaker sets the walls on fire.
Not like today, but.
More wide open.
You got to
so
really.
They call it Billy
Ocean. You got to set that up.
Like 18 with us.
He's you so gotta much, set it
but
up.
This soak, she leaking. She's soaking wet. She leaking.
Yeah.
She's soaking wet.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
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 You gotta set that up, bro.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
You
that shit's
set
crazy.
Up.
What year did
Shut
that come
go
out?
Up.
Salt shaker came out like 03. I was like, ooh, my junior. That was like my junior year of high school.
Good old years. We have T-Pain booty work.
Wait, hold on. What's the score? 3? Is it 2-1?
Who's scorekeeper?
I guess we got it 2-1.
2-1 right now?
Yeah. Lil Jon's on top.
Okay.
Pause. Heavy pause.
So T-Pain won that round. So the next round's what?
We have booty work versus No Problem by Lil Scrappy.
Hands down,
Lil Jon. You know. Jeez, let me tell you, when that song came on, when that song came, I used to love. You don't want to be dead in the street, mouth full of blood and the soul full of shit.
Yeah. That song came out in 04. That song was huge.
The Prince of Crumb.
Mm-hmm. I always thought Lil Scrappy was going to be a star.
And he had everything I thought he needed.
Yeah. Shout out Lil Scrappy Dog. If you're listening, you know you're more than welcome on NWO Podcast.
Niggas in the streets. We have I'm So Hood versus Throw It Up. I'm going I'm So Hood personally.
Got to.
Yeah, I'm So Hood. I'm So Hood won that round.
I'm So Hood will make you fight right now.
God. And it's, first of all, it's such a great hook delivered by T-Pain. It's because it's hard to create a catchy, wordy hick.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, a catchy, wordy chorus. Like something that's catchy.
Yeah.
It is so many. And I got this pencil in my waist. Yeah. I'm so And I got these goals. You're such a nigger.
You know what I'm talking about.
And you know what I'm talking about. I'm out the hood.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Okay. Definitely. You're not a nigger, man. You're the responsible one.
Put your hands up.
Okay. So, yeah, that goes to, for sure, that goes to.
Now, we got Lil Wayne and T-Pain Got Money or Damn by the Youngbloods.
I gave
gotta
it.
Gotta go Damn.
Which one was Damn again?
They calling me to come back to the streets of Sean P.
I gave it to God Money.
Wow, I give it a job, bro. You crazy as
fuck. I gave it to God Money.
You suck a niggas out here very scary.
This away, that away. This away.
I'm balling hard day in the month of February.
Yeah. This away, that away.
No, it can't be. I'm telling you.
Okay,
Ben, you have to break the tie.
Put a sister nigga on display.
I'm giving it
then.
To Got Money.
Got Money? Oh, we're out of tie.
Kicking the dough and have my folk them bring them cake.
Guys,
in. I'm still addict. A-double-T-I-C.
It ain't a hoe out here for real.
You guys keep telling me lyrics. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that's supposed to do.
Ricky, he's for sure with it. Okay.
Don't let him pop the trunk.
That's fine.
He will go get it.
This way.
And he's not that selfish. Way. He will let you and your whole get it, Ricky.
This way, that way.
You getting money? Isn't there Lil Wayne on it?
Oh, AKA Mr. Make It.
Come on, man.
The album carried that song, bro. It was a crazy album.
You're crazy.
Crazy album.
Because of crazy songs like said song.
Yeah.
Now,
we can't move on to the next song, bro.
Why?
It's a tie.
Because it's a we can't figure out which one is the one.
Nigga.
What you mean, nigga? What that mean?
Whose mind are you going to change here?
For real.
We're at a stalemate.
You want to call somebody in the street to break the tie?
No, we're supposed to be quarantining. Fine. I'll give it to you guys.
Thank you.
Five, I don't even understand how to do this shit because... The fucking tour by Capleton. I don't know if niggas are gonna know this song.
Bro, at the end of the day, you could just go 6-3 next.
Nah, that tour song definitely wins.
Bro, there's no way.
There was nothing T-Pain could do with that
he
song.
He blew T-Pain's mind when he dropped that. T-Pain had no idea.
Big up all the odd
people there.
This is little
original
Yard
people.
Little drama
there,
bro.
Run, Chude. Lego Big Chude.
Little drama.
There's no way you don't, bro. This shit really should have been over if we talking facts. But all right, let's continue.
And in response, T-Pain played the "Hey Baby, Baby Girl, What You Doing Tonight?"
No,
I
want
to see what you got in store. No. I mean, hey, what else could he do? No. You know what I mean?
No, big song, but
hey, I know it's just
he lost that round.
Yeah, he had no.
He lost that round.
6-3.
He lost that round. Yeah.
Okay.
6-3, Lil Jon.
Lil Jon the Pitbull, the anthem. I'm like, yeah, nah. Was that the one? What the fuck is the anthem?
Let's find out.
What the fuck is the anthem?
Lil Jon and Pitbull.
Yeah.
When did he play that?
In the battle.
I don't remember this one.
Yeah.
So it was that song versus 5 o'clock in the morning.
I like 5 o'clock.
I love five o'clock.
I gave it to T-Pain that round.
I did too.
I slept on banger. Super. I'm not sure why.
With the power verse from Wizard.
Oh my God, the Wizard man killed it.
Call me a vibrato. Okay, we have I Don't Give a Fuck versus The Boss.
I had to go to Boss on this one.
I have to go to Boss.
Boss is a personal favorite.
I don't know, man.
I don't give a fuck was crazy.
Crazy Bone and Mystical
brother. Went nuts. They went nuts. Crazy Bone went nuts on that.
Bitch, I'm a bastard.
Yeah.
You know what I do to these rappers? Come on. Then we have.
So we're giving it to John?
Yeah, it has to be John.
What? Wait, me and Chris just said The Boss.
I'm sorry. The Boss. No, I know. I'm sorry. Come on. You know what I'm on.
6'5".
You know what I'm on.
Kind of democratic shit is this?
6'5".
All right.
Closing the gap.
Then we have Let's Go, Trick Daddy. Versus I'm Sprung. Which is, come on. I'm Sprung. Easy.
I'm Sprung?
Yeah. Versus Let's Go with Trick Daddy.
I'm Sprung.
You can get it. Let me know. That?
Yeah, that's the song. Big song, but I'm taking
I'm Sprung. I'm Sprung. Are you crazy?
Huge. Not just big. Huge. You talking about every football stadium all over the world.
Boy, listen to me, boy. I don't care.
No, Chris is right. He's absolutely right. It's a huge song. It's being played in stadiums.
Every single sporting.
The only team. Niggas playing I'm Sprung is niggas.
That's what it's for, brother.
Relationship.
But if you ask me, I give that round to Teddy Pendergrass.
Nah, you can't go. You can't deny I'm Sprung.
I think I've been doing the wrong matchups the whole time, guys.
No, you haven't.
No.
No.
Good Life, Get Low. Low versus Yeah. Up Down versus Salt Shaker. Booty Work versus No Problem. I'm So Hood versus Throw It Up.
This was the order.
Get Money versus Damn.
I
fucked up. Yeah, it's Get Money versus Damn. And then it's Go Hard versus The Tour. Okay, yeah, Little John won that.
Yeah.
Hey Baby versus The Anthem.
Yeah.
Little John had to win that.
Yeah, okay. And then 5 o'clock in the morning versus I Don't Give a Fuck.
Pain.
Niggas with T-Pain.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, it's 5 o'clock in the morning versus I Don't Give a Fuck.
Because originally we did I Don't Give a...
I fucked up. But remember when Little John said, let's do girl songs. And then he played 5 o'clock in the morning. And then Little John played I Don't Give a Fuck as a bamboozle.
I Don't Give a Fuck wins.
Over 5 o'clock in the morning.
I like 5 o'clock better, but it's not better. And I don't give a fuck. We're being insane by saying, come on.
We toasted up in the club, boy.
It's
7-4. That ain't that.
We have The Boss versus Let's Go.
The Boss
easily.
That's T-Pain.
So it's 7-4.
Should be 7-5 now. The Boss just won. Always won.
We have I'm Sprung versus Freaka Leak.
How you like it, Daddy?
I'm Sprung.
I'm Sprung. That made me a T-Pain fan.
Yeah, I'm Sprung.
Lovey Dovey Kiss Kiss versus Goodies.
I think Goodies was a bad song selection by Lil Jon.
Yeah, because Kiss Kiss ate that shit.
Got way better joints that could have matched up.
Ooh.
Kiss Kiss.
Can't Believe It.
Tied up.
Versus Trillville.
Trillville.
Gotta be Trillville.
Right what now, it is, if you make a bitch squeak and that shit squeak the right way, niggas is gonna start rapping that song.
What it is, ho?
What's
that's
up?
Just iconic.
Bro. Some Cup definitely wins that song. I mean, absolutely. Lil Jon wins that one.
8-7.
Now, the two-step remix versus the lean back remix. You know my bankroll. Got a lot of zero. Teddy Payne. Tallahassee hero.
Tom has the two-step remix for me.
In the A.
Yeah.
I'm stepping around and I'm doing my thing. Put your left foot, put it out on the front and do it.
Like this. Aye. Yeah, two-step remix for me.
Absolutely. Fucking heads down.
Oh, yeah. 8-8.
8-8.
I'm a flirt remix and gasoline.
Risky.
I'll tell you something. This was spicy.
Risky.
A risky. I fucks with pain.
Honestly, bro, it's not his fault, okay? Because I wrote a great record and somebody else decided to rape children, I shouldn't have to burn my contribution to this record.
I say this on this podcast as often as I can, and sometimes we just got to forget the person. Keep the music and keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That Gasolina song is huge, though, bro. Huge, huge. It's kind of like put this fucking whole reggaeton
shit. Culture thing. Like, if you a part of that culture, that song probably can't be beat.
I mean,
but if you're not, okay, then definitely.
I'm a flirt, but I can admit that Gasolina is a way bigger record than that.
Way bigger record.
But is it better? Is it gonna move
a crowd?
In the club. Nah, we not talking about a crowd, nigga. We talking about us. It's our vote.
But if
is it
looking,
gonna move you in the club?
But well, you have to look at it toward in the battle, though. In the battle, Gasolina beats that song.
But we're not talking about what they voted in the battle. We talk about how we feel. Nigga,
I'm talking
it's
about
our opinions.
I'm talking about what should have won.
Yeah.
As the better song.
So, yeah.
I don't know if
I think Gasolina should have won.
I don't know if I stand behind niggas with opinions voting Gasolina over that joint.
I don't know, man.
And nobody hates reggaeton more than me.
I fucking hate reggaeton.
I love reggaeton, and I still don't think that's
But I know it's a bigger record than that shit.
Yeah, it's
so 9-8.
Okay. Next.
9-8. Let's go.
We have Blame It versus Shots.
Shots.
Blame It. Are you fucking loco?
Shots was probably the biggest song in the world for like 3 years. What are we talking about?
Are you crazy? I fucked up the hood of my Pathfinder to Shots.
I'm sorry. Blame It has a fucking Grammy.
Oh, okay, and Shots probably has 10. It's one of the biggest songs ever. It's on every movie. It's everywhere, bro. Like, it's a huge song, bro.
Bro, Jamie if you play Fox Shots right now, niggas take it.
No one is denying how great the song sounds. No one here is going to deny it.
Remember, y'all said bigger.
You said bigger.
Fuck,
10 seconds ago.
I regret it.
This is the epitome of big.
Let me go back on my word. Because I can't live in a world where I put Shots over Blame It. I can't live in that
I
world.
Hate that I have to do it.
I can't live in that world.
I hate. But if we're in a battle, if we're in a producer battle, I mean an artist battle, and you play Blame It, and I play Shots, there's, in no world of music do I lose. I don't lose.
Fuck.
See? Right. Shots was the bigger track.
It goes to Lil Jon. And every single scorecard, you'll see Lil Jon wins that round.
Niggas should listen to me, man.
10-8.
All right. Bartender. We have versus Blow the Whistle.
Yeesh. Hold on, go again?
Bartender versus Blow the Whistle.
Bartender's probably like my second favorite T-Pain song.
I'm
going to
go Bartender.
I'm going Bartender.
I'm going Bartender. Even though Blow the Whistle is a huge song. What's my favorite word?
Bitch, it's my favorite word too.
But dog, ooh, I'm at the Bartender.
Wait a minute.
She
wait a
made
minute.
Us drinks to drink.
Minutes.
We drunk them guys, and got drunk. Guys, come on.
And I know you think it's
no,
okay.
I know you guys need to think about this for a second.
No, I don't. No.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch, yeah. I get it.
Now you gotta say it like short.
That's cool. Bitch. That's cute.
Come on, bruh.
We came on.
But
play that shit anywhere in the world
but
and
Chris,
see if niggas don't scream.
But Chris.
Bitch.
That's fine.
But Chris.
Come on, man.
She also, she made us drinks to drink. So we drunk them and then got drunk.
Yeah.
Quadruple entendre.
Okay. She gave me a wink.
Come on.
I winked back. And then I think that we hit it off in the club tonight. I like the
bartender. So I'm at the bartender.
I'm at the bar with her.
All right.
If you're looking for me.
Give me a Henny and cranberry while you're over there.
If you're looking for a nigga like me, you know where I'm at.
Next.
So hold on. Let me make sure. 10-9.
Oh, I'm in love with a stripper versus lovers and
friends. Can't lose on lovers and friends, bro.
And I hate to do this.
Ha, Please tell
please me your lovers and friends that Ursha, John, and Luda had to do it again. Come on. Hey. Come on.
And they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
She popping, she rolling, she rolling.
Mike Jones.
I'm in love with a stripper.
She playing.
Came out on fire, bro.
She got the body of a goddess. Everybody knows that. So we can face in the booty so fat. I'm in love. That's the one no fit. That's the one no fit.
All right. Next.
Oh.
Man, beautiful.
Another song that Robert Kelly fucking murdered. I must be the first man that fall in love with an ass, but I fall down on my knees and tell that ass to marry me.
She's probably the height of your knee, bitch. Fucking creep. Fuck you.
Buy you a drink versus snap your fingers.
Buy you a drink for
no
me.
No contest.
Buy you a drink for
buy
me.
Buy you a drink.
Nah. Excuse snap me? Your fingers had people on the fucking news doing this.
I'm come buy on, bro. You a drink.
Buy you a drink did not put people buy you on a the drink news.
Is why we were almost convinced that Young Jock was a great rapper. Exactly. T-Pain gave him five more years than he deserved. Yeah. T-Pain, listen, because all he had was all he had was this going down, and I know you see it. But when T-Pain gave him that and put him like, I know a Young Jock verse in my brain that I can't erase because of T-Pain.
The way he started the song.
Baby girl, what's your name?
Let me talk to you.
Let me buy you a drink.
Bitch, I'm T-Pain.
You know me.
Let me talk to you about my niggas. Nappy boy, coffee boy. You know them niggas.
Ooh-wee.
I know the club closed at 3. You feel me?
What's the chances?
But what's the chances?
Of you rolling with me.
Bitch, don't be stupid. Back to the crib.
Let me show you where I live.
Let's get drunk. Forget what we did. It might be rape. I don't know. We must have a drink. Because forget what we did. It's not consent.
Poetry.
Because a drunk woman cannot consent, T-Pain.
And 2020 could have released that song. But I'm glad he released it in 2007.
Let's get drunk. Forget what we did.
You got to be careful.
I'm a protest your show. Ooh, we. Because she didn't give you consent. You must have her bent. T-Pain, what you think about that? Meep, meep. What's up, bro?
Live from the streets.
Hey, I'm recording shirtless with a cup full of rum.
It's crazy in here, yo. Shout out to the YouTube viewership. That's on gang.
Last round.
Pardon my hairline. It's the quarantine. Fuck you.
That's why last round when you said, where's my hat?
Oh, come on.
That means you looked at your hair.
Last round, I still choose T-Pain over this shit. It's just all I do is win.
Turned down for what?
Versus turned down for what?
Bigger record. Bigger record. What are we talking about?
Two huge records, bro.
Two records because, that they never gonna stop playing neither.
And both of them are driving stadium crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are driving any Marlins, any Heat game.
I give it to Payne though. All I do is win. It's pretty big, bro.
I still got to go.
All I do is win. It's been bigger longer.
Nah, turn down for what? If your team losing and the crowd is not really into it and the stadium DJ drops.
It's the crazy thing about it is though both songs are played at the stadium. Both
every day.
Still.
Go up and they stay there and they say yeah and they say yeah. It's special.
Bro.
And when you look at the crowd, do
for the
that,
sake of the competition, crazy. Because it's
I
hard.
Dare your miserable ass to keep your hands down when he says that. I dare you, miserable shit.
I because it felt like a tie. I'm gonna give it to Payne. 11-11.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
That is crazy.
I feel like they did it on purpose.
Wait, all right. It shouldn't have been 10-10. It was 20 songs.
Didn't they play
extras.
A bonus?
But we didn't count it, so we shouldn't have had it.
We're not there.
Doesn't matter. No. It's a tie.
All right, well, we still have the same outcome.
10-10.
Tie. 10-10.
Jesus Christ, I was supposed to tie it. Great.
That was great.
We hit 30 minutes on the head. You believe that?
So we got to pick one of these songs and song of the week.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part.
So we're not talking about the Manny Fresh.
Let's talk about it because
I mean, if we're going to address the shit, I thought we were going to address the shit.
I think he lost. Okay?
He should have came better prepared as well.
And it pains
me. He didn't lose, though.
Man, he fresh fucking
lost. He didn't win by a lot, but he won.
That's debatable, but...
No, it's not. It's not debatable. It's fucking highway robbery. Either way,
he
should have
came better prepared. There's a lot of songs he left on the table.
Suck my dick.
He made that shit easy.
Better producer than you.
He made that shit easy for Scott Storch.
You use co-produce. If we remove all the co-produced songs... Wait.
We have... Okay. Let's do the list. Let's do the list here. We have Lil Wayne, Go DJ, versus...
W. I don't care what the fuck he plays.
Versus Jay-Z,
W.
The Watcher 2.
W.
Go DJ.
Go DJ.
Easily
down.
Go DJ. Hold on, let me let Ben cook up.
There's not even a shadow of doubt question.
So give me one to Manny Fresh.
After he played Go DJ, Scott Storch should have just said, all right, round two.
Juvenile Ha versus Chris Brown, Gimme That.
Come on. Ha, bro. Come on.
That Juvenile Ha. What are we, fucking middle school girls?
Two to Manny Fresh.
Two to Manny Fresh. What the fuck is going on in here?
Zip. We're gonna settle it tonight.
There's you and everybody being there. There's you, Gangy Boo Lady, because you keep fucking up friends there.
Yeah, baby, Jason. Ooh. You got your block on fire.
Remain in the G.
And at the moment you expire.
You know what it is.
You make it something out of nothing.
You handle your biz.
Ain't no run.
Come on, that was the sermon. He was trying to teach us something.
Encouraging, too.
He was trying to teach us something.
Encouraging. Come on, man.
Encouraging lyrics.
What a great man.
Still though, I don't want
philanthropist.
Stop trying to spare this white man.
I don't want to dismiss Gimme That. That's a monster record.
I'm not dismissing it.
It was a big
Mama, you maybe 3 years old. How about you?
But y'all
that was the one
with
Lil Wayne in the club, and it was like in the club.
It's culture. So where are we right now?
Number three, we have Cash Money Project Bitch versus Beyonce Sean Paul Baby Boy.
All right, Scott Storch. Gets this one. Is this one of his co-produced joints?
Let me look.
We don't know.
Because that's the problem, bro. Niggas is counting shit that he co-produced. That shit shouldn't be counted.
Because he gets production credits on it.
Yeah,
that's how the music industry works, bro.
Trash, bro. Nigga didn't play. Manny Fresh ain't playing that he co-produced. His contracts didn't allow it.
Nope. But, I mean,
this shit is all Scott Storch.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, thank God we can Google. No, this one is all Scott Storch. So
I agree that Scott Storch got that one.
2-1. 2-1. Yeah, he ain't beating Beyonce, bro.
2-1. Nobody beats Beyonce. Beyonce is the wild draw four.
You ain't beating Beyonce with no hot boys.
Nothing.
Cash
what
Money.
What can you play to beat Beyonce?
Cash Money.
Mariah Carey.
Who's going to play Mike?
Who was it? Jonte killed Neo. With that, he played a Beyonce record and Jonte played a Mariah record, and that was the end of that.
Mariah,
yeah,
killed Beyonce.
I'm talking about in their battle. Neo played Beyonce, Beyonce record. Jonte played his Mariah record, and that was the end of that. He won that round.
I think they played "Don't Forget About Us." Versus Irreplaceable.
Yeah,
"Don't Forget About Us."
Sorry, Beyonce.
Beehive out of here.
We have Cash Money. I Need a Hot Girl. Versus Lil Kim, Lighters Up.
Put your lighters up. I need a hot girl. I like them hot, though.
Never tell me to stop. Eat it up. Swallow the. And they know how to.
Yeah, that was
I need a project. A rabbit. Don't want to tell me.
Remember that video?
That dick.
Oh, I thought they were so cool, bro.
Yeah, I thought those guys were so cool.
I thought them niggas really owned them cars.
Yeah, those guys were so cool, bro.
Thanks for letting us know, Ross.
The fucking Jabro jeans.
And their tank tops. Well, I mean, you still think you're a hot boy. So
Bling Bling versus Make It Rain.
Go home.
Come on, bro. No song. There are some songs in Cash Money's catalog that can literally go up with some of the greatest songs of all time. Literally, they can rival Prince, Michael Jackson songs. That's how huge they were. Bling Bling, Back That Ass Up. Those type of songs are like. I don't even know what word to use. That's how huge those songs was, bro.
Timeless. Shifted the English language, nigga.
Bling Bling is literally in the dictionary now.
Come
like when you bling, like
on,
everyone
bro.
Talks about it. What are we talking about? It rain?
I'm seeing fucking Swiss Beats and Elliot Wilson like they agreeing on this shit. Like y'all niggas is producers. Y'all niggas is intelligent. Don't play crazy, my nigga. Bling Bling is one of the greatest songs we've ever heard.
What's
bro.
What's the tally now?
Fuck is Make It Rain, my Make nigga. We've heard that also shit 10 times.
Because of this song, nigga.
No, hell no. Nah. Make Look, It Rain is only
Nah, this was the Make It Rain
it's
song,
It's not
bro.
Even the best Make It Rain song.
What's the best Make It Rain song?
Travis Scott. Dance. I mean, no, is it?
Bands That Make It Dance?
Travis Porter, my bad.
What's that song?
Make it rain, bitch. Make it rain, bitch.
This is the best make it rain. Are you
make
crazy?
It rain, bitch.
That ghetto trash. that fucking backyard garbage. The fuck? Don't bring that shit here, Christopher. This is the superior Make It Rain song. Don't bring that backyard garbage here. Please.
Backyard bullshit.
That backyard bullshit.
Can that be the title, please?
No, that's definitely the title. Backyard Bullshit is definitely the title.
Backyard Ooh. Bullshit.
What was the next round, bro? Man, what's the score, man? That's
hilarious. Ooh.
I had it at 4-1.
4-1, Manny Fresh.
Yeah, this is... Oh, yeah, number 5. Yeah, 4-1. It's 5.
Okay.
We have Lil Wayne Shine. Versus Eve, Let Me Blow Your Mind.
I got Shine.
I gotta go Eve.
Spend the 22.
It's even Gwen Stefani, brother. That was massive.
What's the song?
I got to get you mine.
Oh, it's only better,
yeah. Didn't they put that shit on Madden?
I don't know. Oh, it's definitely that song.
Go no they put that shit on Madden one time.
It took a while to get me in.
I think so.
And I'm gonna take my time. Bite that bullshit in your ear and let me blow your mind. I gotta ooh. Why you agree? She smashed that shit, bro.
Yeah, she went crazy. So
she went crazy.
We go Scott.
So that's 4-2.
Now see here. Here is where I'm starting to question Emmanuel Freshton's decisions. All right?
Yeah, it starts getting dicey.
Okay.
Speak on it.
Let me pull up the song first.
I was upset about this too.
Okay. He then goes to play Lil Wayne Mahogany.
Why?
Okay. From Funeral.
Why?
A favor.
I don't want this, okay?
No.
I don't want this. I don't know what Scott Storch played next, but I know he wins.
You're supposed to bury him under your baseline,
What the fuck was Manny doing here?
Don't know what Scott Storch plays next, but I know he wins the round. What do you play next?
Okay, it's controversial now, because what's next is Roots, You Got Me.
Co-produced.
Okay? But the Roots is a fucking band. Need to really Google what's going on here.
Co-produce.
We both lose. We all lose.
Draw.
We all lose that round.
It's a draw. Just put it up two. Like, give them both a point.
No, let me just see how it was produced here.
Draw. No. You gave them both to...
who are the grand wizards?
Give one to him and one to...
Because it says it was
just
produced...
Don't give them a point at all.
It says produced by the grand wizards and Scott. How the fuck did it happen, though?
I don't think the Grand Wizards is letting nobody do too much.
Man. Niggas, that shit, bro. I don't...
Manny fucking was tripping, bro.
Then he goes...
He dropped the ball on that one, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, he dropped the... I don't think he ever recovered.
He did. Nah, he did.
Juvenile 400 Degrees versus 50 Cent just a little bit.
400 Degrees.
Now, if we're talking about the better song to me, 400 Degrees. Bigger song?
Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit of this.
No, just a little bit is a bigger song.
Get a question in the club where you hear the shit. But you see me, I eat, sleep, shit, and talk rap. You see that 98 Mercedes on TV?
I bought that.
That shit was motivational.
That song was culture.
That's motivational.
Gospel.
I had some felony charges, bro.
I fought that.
Niggas was pretending to Woody. I called.
Niggas well, disrespect me. I'ma be in all black.
When he said, when he asked himself, if I ain't a hot boy, boy,
then what do you call that?
The whole club goes, well, what do you call that?
If I ain't a hot boy, then what? Because he's giving you all the instructions of what a hot boy is. Me if that is not, if that doesn't create a hot boy, then what does?
About some killing of me and all that. You go read my being the dog. In 4D, right for niggas, niggas who think they know me. I bet you I get the niggas, niggas off your block. I bet you I show them niggas this boy, huh?
So he has 6'3".
That has to go to 50 Cent. It's a bigger song.
It got to go to 50.
Okay, so 5'4".
Hold on, wait a minute. What? How? I thought that was going juvenile.
Just a little bit is way bigger.
Just a little bit is a huge song. It's bigger than 400 Degrees.
Y'all niggas is crazy. Continue.
It has more commercial appeal. All
right. It's your show.
T.I. Top Back versus Busta Rhymes, Break Your Neck. I got to go Busta Rhymes.
Break your fucking neck, nigga.
No, 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 no. And that beat was insane.
Break your neck.
Insane.
Which one's talking about? I like my beat. Down low.
Down low. Down low. I like my top.
Lay back. Manny went crazy on that beat.
It was nice. But T.I. decided to do great things with it.
I'm going to show these boys what to do with one of your beats, homie.
Okay.
So 5-5.
Manny Fresh, Real Big.
I like that song.
Versus Cry Me a River by Timberlake.
Oh, come on. Cry Me a River.
Get Cry Me a River the fuck out of Dodge.
Cry Me a River. You're insane.
I think it won a Grammy that year.
Oh, Cry Me a River.
You're insane. I don't like Justin Timberlake, but I know not to go Scotty against boy. That song.
Oh, Cry 5-6. Scotty.
No, man. There's no way fucking...
Are you think Real Big is a better song than Cry Me a River? Like, really?
Cry Me a River shouldn't even be in the fucking contest.
He produced it with Timbo.
Yeah.
And you know, because that should sound like a Timbo. But then again, here's the thing. We know that Scott Storch was whored out and had to ghost produce for Timbaland and Dre for years.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. A lot of those beats are really his beats.
So co-produced might not even mean Timbaland touched that shit.
I don't care. I don't care.
Timbaland
don't
hasn't touched a lot of beats that he has credits for. But that's he's how the music industry works.
He's been
whoring
out young niggas for years.
I don't care. And even if he didn't, we're not going to sit here and debate Real Big. Okay. So it was terrible. Yeah,
we have Big Timers Get Your Roll On versus Beyonce Naughty Girl.
Get Your Roll On versus Naughty Girl.
Tonight, I'm being naughty girl.
Come on, it's Beyonce versus fucking Birdman.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
What are we talking about?
5-7.
First of all,
it's hard to beat Beyonce.
I put in work after. I'm sorry, I fuck up the words of that song.
Show. Terrible.
We slang.
Terrible. Beyonce.
Do your thing. Okay.
Beyonce.
No, I got it.
All right.
5-7.
Jeezy and Then What versus Roddy Ricch Down Below. Definitely Jeezy.
Gotta be.
And then what?
I think playing Roddy Ricch. So many
people had him losing that round. I couldn't understand it. How did Manny Fresh lose this round?
I don't even know what.
Because of bias.
First, I'm going to stack my flow.
And then what?
Then I'm going to stack some more.
And then what? How back can I do my count?
Yeah.
Have the rest of the yams at my Mata's house. Are you crazy?
And then what?
Get fresh and get in one of them cars. Hey. That nigga's so cool.
He was.
Okay. We have
I think it's Neil.
The Block Is Hot versus K-I-S-S me. I just want to make love. Love.
Which one is that one? The Block Is Hot.
Where we at?
It's number 13.
Come on, man. If you go up to a white person and say the block is hot, they don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. I don't even know what song Plus is singing. What is the name of that song?
Hold on.
It's like Nivea or somebody.
That's Mariah Carey, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all keep doing this Mariah Carey shit. Mariah Carey. I put $500 on all of y'all playlists. No, Wayne Lucy. That shit ain't nowhere in there.
Sorry, Wayne.
Nah, you bugging. Nigga, that shit ain't in your
playlist. I remember that song.
I just want to make
so 6'8".
What was the main song they played?
That was versus The Block Is Hot.
Lil Wayne spit one of his hardest. Run that. You want to play some shit?
Dressed in all black up in my residence. We ain't got on no suit because we ain't trying to be president.
Man, he lost that.
Come on, man.
Sorry, Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I don't need an introduction of this.
No, this wins. I forgot. This wins. I forgot.
Oh, that shit is so hard.
7-7.
I think I changed my pick, too.
Man.
Fuck.
That's what I'm... Man.
Don't you let him love you.
Here is where Emmanuel begins to go to shit. Juvenile ghetto children?
Here's the kicker. That's my favorite Juvenile song of all time.
Ghetto children?
Run to it. I don't be talking about how to project build it.
Versus Chris Brown, Run It.
Yeah, I mean, no contest.
No.
It's no contest. Wait.
If your man on the floor, let me know. Side note, that is the only Joel Santana verse that I can stomach. That
name. I can have you saying I can be 16.
I can't stomach his teeth now.
What teeth? T.I. Big Things Poppin' versus Candy Shop.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
7-9.
I think it's Candy Shop.
Big Things Poppin'.
Yuck. How big things poppin'? Do me a shit. Do. Hey, holla if you like that. Do.
Yeah, that's
just trash.
Song wasn't that great.
Juvenile rich niggas.
Nah, you tripping, man.
Versus Beyonce. Me, myself, and I.
No chance.
7-10.
No chance.
What I found out.
No chance.
Ain't no need to cry.
I'm gonna be my own best friend.
Me, my friend. Are you crazy?
No chance.
Why would you come here and play rich niggas over number one stud?
Number one stunner, you dumb fat fucking dyke. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And then he goes, Lil Wayne, Way of Life, that sorry shit with TQ.
He kept playing them shitty skits. Those weird ass skits.
Versus,
stop playing that shit, you fucking weirdo.
Versus Mary J. Blige's Family Affair.
Yeah, he started.
Dancery. Are you fucking kidding me?
Scott started dancing on his fucking head. He started dancing.
What's the score, Ben?
He's getting
killed.
Well,
before you started doing Rapid Fire, I had a 7-10.
Okay. What Rapid Fire start? What's the last one that you really got?
The last one, Beyonce versus Juvenile.
Beyonce versus Juvenile.
I'm going to be my own best friend.
Right? Beyonce. And then we have Way of Life, Lil Wayne versus Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
7-11.
Now we have Lil Wayne, another, they don't even have it here. As I mean, it was a random Lil Wayne song. Versus Lean Back.
He lost that one. I remember 7-12. He lost it. Lean Back won that one.
Yes. We have Big Time or Still Fly versus Mario Let Me Love You.
Mario wins.
It pains me to do this, brother.
It pains me, bro.
Mario beat Still Fly. Am I at NWO Podcast?
I'm sorry.
Am I still at niggas with opinions?
Let me tell you something, brother.
Ben, the Mario record.
Ben,
do you enjoy being hurt?
Are we
recording? I know you smell the perfume.
It broke records.
The makeup on his shirt.
That song broke records.
You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are.
Alexa, play Big Thomas.
I don't know why.
If I was your man.
Baby, you.
Alexa, play Big Thomas.
I'll be coming back.
Back to you.
Alexa,
night, are you crazy?
You right.
You're the type of woman.
Alexa, play Big Thomas.
Hair full of diamonds. Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you. You should let me
get a booze with a pimped out Gucci suit. Ain't got no job, but I stay sharp. Cannot pay my rent, cause all my money's spent. But I'm hood rich. La ta ta la.
Got the gumma gumma. Got the gator boots with the gun on the inside.
Now, this was controversial, guys.
Sit down in the seat.
Back That Ass Up versus Still Dre. And for me, it's a resounding Back That Ass Up.
Back That Ass Up.
For me. But I also do think that for people, this is generational. Because Still Dre is the moment where Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre came back after 15 years of being apart. So for those niggas.
It was iconic. Yeah.
So for those niggas, plus the Nate Dogg, plus the Corrupt, like that was huge for those niggas.
Dun, 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 dun.
That shit is like iconic.
I will never forget being 12 years old at my house. It was a summer when there was no school.
I was watching the box. Cash Money
this
Records.
This video came on. I was already taking obsessed with those niggas.
For the 99 and the 2000.
This shit came on. These dirty New Orleans bitches
When I saw the nigga in a wheelchair with a violin in his hand, I knew it. Niggas was about to go
the
crazy.
The greatest video I was ever watching.
Every time the video came out, I was hard as a rock.
Back That Ass Up is one of the biggest songs of all time. Of all time.
Even the children recognize it.
Of all time. No matter where you are, that song comes on, it should be Back That Ass Up. That goes to Manny.
So we at 8:13.
She's still getting smacked.
Drink. Give me the drink. Nigga. Oh, I need a drink.
I wasn't understanding.
Thank you.
I'm hood rich.
So he's still getting smacked.
La ta ta ta.
But what's next?
It's a big
That's guy. It.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What's the tally?
8:13, he got smacked.
No, he didn't, dog.
Manny got smacked.
You got below by five. Nigga, he got
that's,
smacked.
That's a smack.
And that was us being generous.
A big gap. That's a big gap.
A that lot was of the being shit generous, that y'all bro. Gave the nigga he shouldn't have
got. Oh, I got smacked, bro.
What y'all want to do as song of the week?
I really want to do I'm a Flirt.
You want to do what?
I'm a Flirt. No.
No, we can't play. I'm playing R. Kelly, bro.
You
want
Robert?
No.
Let me
go back to the track list. Do you still have it up or no?
No. Let me find it.
Let's do Bartender.
Yes.
T-Pain Bartender.
Beautiful selection. I want that Loaded and Nelly to happen and put it out into the universe.
Hey, so.
So, yeah.
Who you got Sunday? Teddy Riley?
Is this still happening? I heard it was off.
It's happening.
And so it's still happening.
Teddy Riley versus LA and Babyface.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I got Baby.
I'm going Teddy.
Teddy?
Teddy Riley got everything. Yeah, Teddy Riley's pretty. I don't know.
I got Teddy Riley. Who you got?
For me, it's out of Babyface and Teddy Riley. I just don't know which.
You know, if we can, let's do another nigglet.
Yeah, this was fun.
This is an hour long nigglet. It's a full nigga at this point. We're such assholes.
Yeah, we're dumb fucks.
We did an hour long this or that.
That's all we did.
So,
guys,
please give us your feedback. We're just going to upload it and throw it up.
Do you like the nigglet or not?
Do you like nigglets? Do you not? Do you like our non-structural shit talking? Because if not, we have so many of these in the fucking clip. If you like us releasing shit, let us know. If you want something more structured and responsible, let us know and we'll stop these. Gladly, we just keep our shit to ourselves. Ben, what is the Nigglet Song of the Week?
This week's Song of the Week, the Nigglet Song of the Week is Bartender. T-Pain featuring Akon.
Thanks for listening to the NWL Podcast. Peace.
Bacon, come on, Mike.
Up with my girl last night, so I went to the club. Put on a fresh white suit and a mini coupe, sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love. If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot. Two 200 bitches in the building, ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top. Shouted, what is her name?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk and
made us. so I'm feeling all good inside.
I'm good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
On a brand new ride.
Triple shot of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime. I'm just keeping it real.
Baby, still working at the club, so I'm getting in free.
So I'm getting in free.
Wednesday night, I'm on the list, T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Every time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me. How do you think I feel?
Ooh, she made us drinks to drink. We drunk and
got drunk.
And now I know she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot. Doing tricks free, we're burnt out.
Free, we're burnt out.
Got a pass in your side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot.
Be your spot.
Put you on my billboard, we can act like the charts. I can end up on top.
End up, on top.
Don't smoke, don't from a distance, looking like a goddamn star,
baby.
So my girl don't see me, T-Pain. Can I get those keys to the car?
Those keys to the car.
About to go in, bang bang boogie with my cutie, and I see you.
Ooh, don't she made us drinks to drink.
We drunk and
got drunk,
and now I know she thinks I'm cool.